Parenting brings conflict into ordinary daily life. A child refuses to listen. A teenager talks back. A parent feels disrespected. A rule is broken. A responsibility is ignored. A morning routine becomes a battle. In these moments, parents can easily confuse discipline with anger. But Christian discipline is not the wildfire of adult frustration. It is not intimidation. It is not humiliation. It is not uncontrolled reaction. Discipline is discipleship. Ephesians 6:4 says, "You fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but nurture them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." That verse speaks especially to fathers, but the wisdom applies to all who parent, guide, or care for children. The goal is not simply to stop behavior. The goal is to form a child in wisdom, love, responsibility, and the way of the Lord. This requires the peace fire. A peace-smart parent asks, "What is happening in my child? What is happening in me? Am I correcting from love or reacting from anger? What does this child need to learn? What does this moment require? Instruction, comfort, consequence, repair, or rest?" Sometimes a child needs a firm consequence. Sometimes a child needs a calm explanation. Sometimes a child needs help naming emotions. Sometimes the parent needs to apologize for a harsh tone. Sometimes the whole family needs to pause before the wildfire spreads. Colossians 3 calls God's people to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Those qualities matter deeply in parenting. Peace-smart parenting is not permissive. It does not allow children to rule the home. It does not avoid correction. But it also refuses to use fear as the main tool of formation. Parents and caregivers must distinguish discipline from intimidation, humiliation, violence, threats, or uncontrolled anger. If a home includes abuse, serious danger, or fear-based control, outside help is needed. Children learn not only from what parents teach, but from how parents repair. A parent who says, "I was wrong to yell, please forgive me," teaches humility. A parent who sets a calm boundary teaches wisdom. A parent who corrects without contempt teaches love. Before moving on, ask, when I correct or guide others, am I discipling from the peace fire or reacting from the wildfire?